Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Do you think there should be charges filed against the Michigan high school player that body slammed a 15-year-old this week after the play?
You got a
15-year-old on the ground in football. The opponent body slams him, and it is worth mentioning the body slammer looks like the refrigerator.
Oh,
he's
my.
Like a 300-pound kid. The 15-year-old on the ground is down, defenseless, and has cracked or broken his spine in two spots.
Was it because of the body slam?
Yes. The school has issued an apology. The student has not been identified.
By the way, you left out the lead. That was a junior varsity football game.
I almost guarantee you he will be charged.
Like he dove on top of him?
Sam,
you've got to see it.
Google it. It is so awful. The mom of that poor child was in the stands.
This kid's got to be 250 to three bills.
His when you look spine.
Michigan football, the first thing that pops up is belly flop.
JV football. Quoting here from the Kalamazoo Public School System, this type of behavior is unacceptable, does not reflect the values of sportsmanship, respect, and integrity that we expect from our student athletes. The student has, quote, received consequences consistent with our code of conduct.
So the big kid just belly flops on top of the other player.
He broke his spine, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's the case, I want to press charges against a kid named Chuck from Tonganoxie.
No,
you said body slam. I thought he picked him up and threw him down.
Why do we always give a hall pass when the assault and battery happens on a field of sport play?
Well, that's kind of the whole point of the sport.
Not with what we're seeing with this kid that was body slammed.
Well, it was obviously illegal. On the playing field, but what about in boxing? What if somebody did a rabbit punch, which is illegal, or hit below the belt and hit you right in the you know what?
It looks like he was blocking or attempting to tackle and either blocked this player and or tackled them, stood up and then belly flopped.
It was
on
after
top again
the play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, clearly.
So I hate this argument that, well, stuff in sports happens. Okay, yes, stuff in sports does happen. The bunter that had his nose
removed
from his face.
He got Scott Parks.
Okay, this is criminal.
This is an offensive lineman. And
I would hope so.
He blocked a defensive player to the ground, was on top of him, stood up, and then belly flopped on top of him.
It almost looks like he was trying to do the worm.
No, it looks like in the air, Sam. Like a belly flop off of a high dive, this very gigantic teenager is like, you've seen the Casey Wolf do it, just whoom, like out like Superman, arms and legs spread out, boom, lands on the kid.
I don't either.
Now, had the play been over for like 10 seconds and he just walks over, knocks kid over, and body slams him, charges.
Now, see, here's
battery. I think it's battery.
Well, here's the deal. Like, in sport, tempers flare, people lose their composure. When there is for example, Sam.
Beloved tight ends body slam Sam, up against their coach.
Who was that Cleveland Browns defensive guy who whacked the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback over the head with his own helmet?
It was Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, so Myles Garrett gets into some sort of bizarre, weird altercation with Mason.
Swings his helmet.
Rudolph.
Now, he was charged,
Rudolph.
Was he not?
No.
He rips Rudolph's helmet off of his own head.
And smacks him with it.
That is battery.
I don't believe he was ever charged. I think he might have been fined and suspended. But what about when NBA players get into a scuffle and they start fighting? If you do that in a bar, you're going to jail. You do that at an NBA game, you're going to be suspended for five games.
You're making my point for me. I've never understood why we treat things differently because instead of a street corner, it happened on the gridiron. This is so obviously battery, flagrantly uncalled for. After the play, he just turns around and assails this kid. Mm-hmm. I think there should be charges. That's all I'm saying.
But
certainly in the helmet case because that's an instrument.
Look at MMA. People do not go to jail for knocking somebody unconscious and then continuing to hit them. People pay to watch it.
And by the way, the hammer punch on the back of the head that you see so regularly in MMA fights, like when they have them on the ground, mm-hmm. that's illegal. That is not allowed in the sport. Should they be charged?
No. They signed up for this. You agreed to go into this field, and I use the word field loosely, field of competition. To compete, and people lose their composure, they lose their temper, they feel dissed, and bad things happen.
Nobody's even mentioned hockey.
Fair point.
And the heat of the moment in this football game, I mean, this is a child, correct?
I was going to say, what heat of what moment? The kid is on the ground.
We don't know what happened prior. Not that that excuses it. I'm not trying to make an excuse for that kind of behavior. It is, at least on the field, illegal.
So the question is criminal behavior or a matter for disciplinary action and an opportunity to learn something?
Well, I don't think he ought to be promoted to the varsity. I mean, this is a JV game. This 300-pound maniac is on the JV. We might take a couple on this. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.